KJC Country, Kevin Allen with you, and joining me this morning is, well, we're getting ready for the Uncorked and Untapped, the Wine, Ale, and Food Festival happening at Harbor Park in East Tawas this Saturday. Joining us right now, the outside sales manager from Fenn Valley, and that's Aaron Harr. How are you today, Aaron?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Glad to have you on the program now. And how long have you been with Fenn Valley, Aaron?
I started on September 24th of 2000, so this is my 15th year with Fenn Valley.
All right, so you've been there for a while. How long has Fenn Valley been there?
Well, Fenn Valley started back in 1973. It was a born out of a hobby that kind of got out of control, and now we have a winery here in Fennville, Michigan.
I love that. A hobby that got out of control, but it sounds like it got out of control in a good way then.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've grown significantly in the past 15 years since I've been on board.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to say, personally, my great-grandmother used to live in Fennville, so I'm picturing this little town with this great big winery. So you guys really have done a lot there, but I know that western side of the state is great for growing grapes, isn't it?
That's correct. We're in the southwest corner of Lake Michigan. We have, I should say, of Michigan. We have a substantial benefit from the lake in the wintertime that allows us to keep some of the harder varieties of grapes, the northern or the European varieties, alive in the wintertime, because we basically steal the thermal energy from Lake Michigan, and it makes a really great microclimate for growing grapes.
It really does. So let's talk about how that translates into some great tasting wines. What kind of wines do you offer there at Fenn Valley?
Well, we have a variety of wines. Our portfolio is pretty deep. There's about 30 wines on our list at all times. It starts with let's just say dry whites. We have Pinot Grigio, Chardonnay without oak. We have Chardonnay that's barrel conditioned with oak. Mm-hmm. We have Gewurztraminer, Rieslings. In terms of red wine, we're producing some pretty high-quality red wines for a northern environment. We've got Merlot, Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon. We do our flagship is a blend called Capriccio, which is just a real universal dry red wine that is actually un-oaked, so it's a unique take on a red wine.
Yeah. Now, some of these wines that you're mentioning here will be available for sampling at the Uncorked and Untapped this Saturday then, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, looking forward to sampling some of those. Now, is this the first year for Fenn Valley to be at this event, or have you guys been there almost from the start?
Actually, we've been there every year except for the first year.
Okay. So people are very familiar then with the wines you have to offer, and I'm sure very, very popular. Now, in terms of people coming over to Fennville and to Fenn Valley, what are the hours of operation? Is it are there tours? Is it an open winery?
Absolutely, yeah. We're closed 4 days out of the year, so basically we're open every day except for Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's Day, and Easter. The hours are from 11 to 5 is a standard. In the summer, we extend our hours and we stay open till 6. And Sunday, we're open from noon to 5 year-round. The tour schedule is pretty intense. We do cellar tours during the winter on the Saturdays. This time of year, we're doing vineyard tours on Fridays and Saturdays. And then in the fall, we have a really aggressive schedule because that's when the fruit actually ripens
and
the consumers are really interested. So we're doing tours Saturday and Sunday. We do 9 tours on Saturday and 7 tours on Sunday.
Wow. Now, do you have more to offer than just wine for the people who come to visit the winery?
Actually, we do. In April, we launched our hard cider program. So it's in its infancy right now. We currently offer the cider only in our tasting room, and we plan to offer carry out in cans. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So something to offer there at Fenn Valley. Now, how do they find you? Where's best way for them to reach you? Are you just off of like 94 there? How do they get to Fenn Valley?
Well, we're actually off of 196.
Okay.
Exit 34. It's about you know, it's relatively easy to find because we have really good signage once you get off the freeway.
All right. And, of course, another great way to find you online. I'm sure you're on almost all the social medias?
For sure. We're FinValley.com is a really great source because our website is really in-depth with all of the things that we have to offer here. But you can find us on Facebook and Twitter as well. So.
All right. Plus, you'll find them coming up this Saturday. They are going to be at the Uncorked and Untapped, put on by the Friends of the East Howis Library, the Wine, Ale, and Food Festival, which is taking place at Harbor Park in East Howis. Saturday from noon until 6, and Fen Valley will be out there. Once again, you can sample some of their fine wines. It should be a wonderful time. And from Fen Valley, the outside sales manager, Aaron Haar. Aaron, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll look forward to seeing you out at the event on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you too.